been so long since I've been on here. I haven't even been in other people's shows. What up? It's Shan from Shambi Podden. Hashtag Shambi Podden on all social media. Hashtag ShambiPodden.com. This is The Real Relationship Report, episode 9. Is it more difficult to apologize or to accept apologies? Sincerely. Dungeon, I don't think he accepted the show yet, so we gotta see if he pops in here. See who else pops in here tonight. What's up?
You?
What's that?
What's the word?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. What's the word with it?
Just chilling. Escaping the heat.
How hot is it down there?
It's been in the 80s this week with slight rain, and then next week is going to be crazy. And y'all next week about to be crazy, too.
Yeah, I was just saying, I'm like, well, it looks like we're getting the same weather. Because this shit, even this weekend is going to be crazy. I'm going with my girl to, I'm taking her away tomorrow into Monday. Mm-hmm. And the spot we're going is still in Jersey, but it's going to be like 95, 99.
Yeah.
on them days. So I was like, oh, let's go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. And the morning be 70 something, midday be 97.
It's going to be crazy. Listen, all I need is to be in the pool so I can act a fool. You know what I mean? Let me be in the pool so I can act a fool.
I've been in the house so bipolar this week with the AC. Turn the fan on. Go up too. Go down too. It's
like, dog. Yo, some idiot on this app was spamming people, and I was like, yeah, I'm about to delete this app. He kept fucking sending. He was putting people in a big ass group chat. And then sending a message, and every 5 seconds, a notification from this dumb app would pop up. So I had to turn the notifications on. That's probably why I hadn't seen this shit for the night. But I was like, oh, wait. I was like, yeah, we do have a talk tonight. But I was like, yeah, he fucking. I was like, yo, I don't have work, and it was going, and it just kept. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm going, yeah. some idiot nigga on here playing around. I don't know. I guess they finally kicked him off, but like, that shit was annoying.
Yeah, I never have my notifications on here on.
Yeah, well, I turned mine off after that. I was like, yeah, nah. You won't play little kid games. Ain't nobody got time to be doing this shit. You wild. Then you would leave the group chat, and he would just restart it. I was like, yo, tell this unemployed motherfucker to get a job. Like, somebody got a better dude than this shit. This is ridiculous.
It's them kids. Them kids, it's summertime. They ain't got shit to do.
Yeah, I'm going to go on this app and just keep putting people in group chat and then harassing them. I was saying stupid shit. I'm like, yeah, okay, not me, nigga. I'll stay in your chat, but I ain't gonna know I'm in it.
Well, this is my last weekend of the month. No, this is my last week of the month in the house. Next week, I gotta be in the office.
All week?
All week!
Oh, welcome back to the plantation,
Shan.
Welcome back. Us everyday and office workers don't feel bad for you at all.
Listen, I hope they got that AC on Army. I'm gonna be so angry.
Listen, one thing I say about my shit is they be having that AC blasting. Don't let it be hot outside. They had that shit on refrigerator. You be in the office, it'd be 99 degrees outside, you have a whole coat on. You be like, oh, freezing here. I love it.
I might bring in my own fan while they playing. But anywho, it's Friday. It's episode 9. I think it's a good one. It's a relatable one. You don't have to be married to answer. You don't have to be in a relationship to answer. But you may have had some dealings with another individual, right? So I was like, let me see where people's minds are at with apologies and apologizing. So the topic is, is it more difficult to apologize or to accept an apology? I personally would say it's harder to accept an apology than it is to give it. Because people apologize every 2 seconds and it doesn't mean shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the they go back to their regular shit in like 4 hours.
Yep.
Or when a man or a woman gets caught cheating and the other person that they're with wants to work it out, they probably on good behavior for 2 days, a week, and then they're back on their normal shit, but they're not doing it how they used to do it. And accepting an apology is harder because your feelings are at play and they play a bigger part. And there's an assumption of what you might think about me that plays in a person's head after you did some dumb shit. Mm. And I just feel like my character is being questioned based on something a person assumes is happening, but has no proof, which pisses me off because all it does is it makes me want to do the thing you're accusing me of, because then it'll be easier to accept. But the fact that I'm not doing shit and you're accusing me of something you don't know, it really just gets on my fucking nerves. And you can't tell me what I did or what I thought if you don't know. Like, if I didn't tell you blatantly X, Y, and Z, don't tell me, oh, you think I'm stupid. Or you think you was going to do this and then I wasn't going to see and then you were going to go around and do that. No, but that's what you think I'm on. And that's an assumption. And so unless you saw me do a play-by-play or you miss Frizzle and you took the school bus through my brain, you don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I think about, like, apologies. Like, it's hard for me to accept people's apologies, especially when you meticulously did certain things at a certain time in order to get what you wanted to do done.
Yeah.
In order to sneak and do something, in order for me not to find out. Or you meticulously said something to me or asked me something without giving me the full detail, because you knew if you gave me the full detail, I would say no.
Uh-huh.
So when you get caught up in something like that, for me, when you tell me I'm sorry, it's not fucking genuine. Because you knew what you was doing was sorry ass dealings from the jump.
Yeah.
So I would rather you tell me, I would rather you not apologize and you say, hey, I just felt like I should be able to do X, Y, and Z, or I was being selfish and I did this. Whatever you choose to do, because I did that, I deserve it. It's whatever. Just let me know. That's straight up. That's like, I can respect that. But don't spit in my face and tell me, I apologize. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? I'll beat your ass.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, you're tripping. Don't do that to me. Like, be for real. What do you think about that? What do you think is, you think it's easier to apologize or to the apology?
I think it is easier to accept the apology, to be honest.
Mm.
Because for me, it's very hard for me, full transparency, it's very hard for me to apologize if I don't believe I'm actually wrong or did anything wrong.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Like, but sometimes it's a misunderstanding, and you may want an apology for that, and it's hard for me to apologize for that. I'd be like, yo, but you misunderstood me. But you don't even want to come off as the person that will never apologize for nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So sometimes you have to humble yourself. But for me, it's a lot harder when it doesn't make any sense and I know I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know what I mean?
It's hard for me to apologize, too.
Yeah.
But if you know your person is someone who just like, hey, you're human, you're allowed to make a mistake, but just give me the courtesy of an apology at least.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah. But, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just don't. I just want to make sure that when I apologize, this is it. But yeah, I'm gonna apologize, and you just gonna still keep bringing up points and shit. I'm just like, dog.
Yeah. Then what am I apologizing for?
Yeah.
And do you really believe me?
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's also another thing, which does it pertain to this topic? If you say to me, something bothered you, right? And I apologize for it. And you say, it don't even matter because you're going to act like you didn't do it, or you're going to delete this and act like you didn't do it. So it's whatever. You always have excuses.
Look,
hey, it's pointless at that point. Why are you even bringing the problem up if you're going to believe what you want to believe? And I think that more so is a question of, do you trust a person?
Uh-huh.
Because if you don't trust me, there's no need for you to question me. There's no need for you to want to answer. There's no need for you to even bring up a problem, because in your mind, you already have an answer for what I'm going to say. You already have the truth in your mind, so what I say doesn't matter. So what are we talking about?
Yeah, that's facts.
It is very hard to deal with someone who already has an answer in their mind of what your response is. And then don't turn around and say, but you can explain yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just hate that stuff. But I will say, like, I will apologize when I sincerely understand where I went wrong.
Yeah, so for me, it's easier for me to give you an apology on my mm-hmm. own than you expecting one.
Oh, yes.
Because kind of what you just said, like, if I ration it out myself and have a conversation with myself, and it's like, no, bro, you fucked up. You need to apologize. Yeah. I'll easily do it, because I'll be like, yo, I ain't even about to be here on some fuck shit. Like, I know I was wrong, and I shouldn't have done it that way. Like, I've had to do it with my mom before, I do it with exes before. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. it's like, when you know you're in the wrong, it's easier to be like, yo, my bad. Then for somebody like, I'm expecting an apology. You know right. what I mean? Like, I don't care that you're expecting one if I don't feel like you deserve one. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
which brings me to my second thing is, I don't believe in apologizing to make you feel better.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's go.
And it's not because, like, I want to be a bitch. It's just because it's just like, okay, let's say you're in a grocery store and someone assumed you weren't in line with the person that's in front of them, and they think you're cutting the line, and they say, you need to apologize because you cut in front of me. I'm apologizing just to make you feel better. I'm going to explain why I'm going in front of you, though.
Oh, well, let's put a caveat on all this. Ain't no random stranger telling me shit about what I got to do ever in life. So I'm only doing this on somebody either intimate to me or that I'm in a relationship with. I ain't apologizing to no random ass nigga or woman. I'm like, yo, you better get the fuck out of my face before this turn into something else. I'm like, apologize to you. You don't know me. I don't know you. Be happy I'm not stabbing you in the stomach right now. Shut up. Go about your business. I thought we were only talking about, like, intimate people. You know what I mean?
We can talk about that too. Like, for instance, in relationships, once you tell me you should apologize because that made me feel like this. Wait. How am I apologizing because of how something made you feel, not because of something that I did?
And that's a struggle for me. That's why I was saying it's harder for me to apologize sometimes, because I'm just like, you felt that way. That's not actually what was being done to you, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm very, after years of relationships, I'm very still stuck on that one, because I'm like, I don't feel people deserve apologies for incorrect assumptions.
Yes, or how they took something.
Yeah, I will freely explain to you what I was trying to do. And accomplished. But apologizing to you about it, it's like, for what? Like, you the one that did put all this in your head. You know what I mean? That's not anything that I did. You assumed or took it that way, and now you want me to apologize because you misunderstood something? I wouldn't make you do that to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? I never demand, and that's another reason why it's so hard for me, is because I don't demand apologies from somebody, and if I do, it means you really fucked up. Whereas, like, no, you need to apologize to me. I don't go around demanding apologies. I don't give a fuck, really, for the most part. But if I'm like, yo, I want an apology, you fucked up. You know what I mean? For me, that should let you know, like, oh, if Jay wanted an apology, I fucked up.
Okay, I agree with that. My third thing is,
apologies
are not completed with apologies that are not completed with change behavior or the want to be better is pointless. So, like, if you're going to apologize for some shit this week, I don't want to talk about this dumb shit next month when you do it. I don't want to discuss it next year when you do it. It's either you're going to listen to how I feel about something that was done, you're going to have an understanding, you're going to apologize it, and you're going to correct it or prevent it. But if you're going to do it again, then you're not sorry. And it's not something that needs to be discussed again. It's just like, okay, noted. Like, I think repeating yourself is cool, like, if you're raising kids, but not with, like, adults. There's, like, a limit with that for me.
I fully agree. With adults, you're right. With adults, it's a limit. We're not doing, like, kids is different because they may or may not understand, blah, blah, blah. But adults, I might say once or twice, and then after that, I feel like you're just intentionally being disrespectful. So now we got a whole other conversation we need to have.
Right. Never apologize to me and do the same thing.
Or even be forewarned about doing something and do the same thing, and then expect me to be like, oh, it's okay, I'll keep telling you again. Nah.
It's crazy. Which is crazy. My fifth thing would be, if you cannot apologize within a certain window of disrespect, let's say something happened and it's been like 3 days since it was brought up, it was discussed, but no apology happened, and there's like calm down time and time apart, or enough thoughts were had, and there's no apology, don't come to me 2 weeks later and apologize. I'm good. Like, I don't feel like an apology is needed 3 weeks later after something, or next month, or even, like, if a person has time away from someone after a major, like, life change, and they'll say, like, I wanted to apologize to you for the way that I acted during X, Y, and Z time. I don't know. I feel like an apology kind of loses its value or its weight after it's been wanted for a longer period of time. And it's not needed. So sometimes, depending on what was done, there's like this expiration on when it can be like taken as a genuine apology versus you're just saying it just to be like, well, at least I apologize. Or I know it took X, Y, and Z time, but I apologize. Like, what does it mean at that point? When two adults had enough time to think about something or communicate something or reach out about something. There's a time frame on it. Oh no, Dungeon left. You missed everything I just said, didn't you?
Yeah, this.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to repeat it real quick.
Okay, so I basically was saying, if you can't apologize within a certain time frame, it kind of loses its value.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like after an incident or after a disagreement, I think 3 days is, like, good enough. You know what I'm saying? 3 days to think about stuff, 3 days to hear what was said, 3 days to just rehash things in your mind and be an adult and not be petty about something and really think about what you could have done better, vice versa, and say something to a person. But if you wait like 3 weeks or 2 months or next year to come to me and be like, hey, after I thought about it, I just wanted to apologize about how I acted last year at that birthday party, or how I acted, you know, at that dinner at your mom's house that one time. Keep that. You know what I'm saying? Keep that.
Because you're a shitty person. Like, what are we talking about? You got delayed apologies like that? That's crazy.
Which is crazy. And then, don't make me ask for it. Don't make me say, you ain't even apologize, and then you apologize. That's trash.
Yeah. Super trash. You know what I'm
saying? Grow up.
Super trash.
My next thing is apologizing to me is one of the things that will release a lot of guilt and heaviness that you might carry. And I say that to say, like, you don't get to know all the time when you're going to lose people that you care about. You don't get to know when, you know, you might have a issue with a sibling, and then y'all used to be cool back in the day, and then something happened and y'all don't speak. And then that 1 year when you're just like, I was about to make plans to go out to see them to just get things right, they passed away on that Friday. Like, a lot of people get left with a heaviness or a weight that they don't have to carry if they would have just dropped it off, whether it was too much pride, too much ego, too much time left not communicating, and you wait until it's like too late. And now you're like stuck with this want to apologize, but you feel like you never got to give this apology to this person, so you just carry it around for the rest of your life. In a way of like, you know, words left unsaid, or, you know, if you have like a higher faith and you believe in prayer and you just feel like, okay, let me just say it in my prayer and let go of it. Some people let go of it that way, but some people just carry that guilt of like, damn, I really treated my parents like shit and I didn't make that right before they passed away. Or
as you should be, because these are things that you don't deserve to feel good for doing, because you grow the fuck up and make it right with them. Like, you've seen this happen. We've seen this story with plenty of other people in life. Whatever. Right. Oh, I was speaking to my brother for 15 years, and then right when I was ready to talk to him, he got killed in a plane crash. And now I feel like shit for never saying what I had to say. No. It's not like, for people who matter, you don't do that to.
Right.
You don't do that to people who matter. The stuff we're kind of talking about where you have this option with is people who don't matter. People you just dated for a week or two and are acting stupid. Or people you just met and are like, then you get this option.
I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam, and it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts, and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me, hence Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod. Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into. My media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages. And Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right.
Choose to not talk to you or to talk to you. You don't do that with lifelong people unless, you know, they did something that really caused you trauma. And then if you don't want to feel or add to the trauma once they're randomly gone and you don't get any answers you want, then it's kind of, you might want to be on you to go after them. But like, hey, I need us to get some questions answered so I can feel good about myself if you're no longer here. You know what I mean? You don't sit there and be like, oh, I'll do it when I can. And then that person passes away. You're like, fuck, I really wanted answers to this, but I didn't want to talk to them at the moment. You know what I mean? That's when you screw yourself. Like, you know, it's the same reason, even for me, where I'm making sure I do the best to take care of my parents in their elderly stages of life, because I'll be damned if whenever they go, I'm like, damn, I could have done more. I should have took better care of them. I should have spent time with them. I should have called and that day that they were sick. I should have made sure, or I should have got their food delivered, or I should have tried to help. No! When that day comes, I'm going to know, like, yo, I was doing what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, it was their time to be called, but I definitely was a good son. And I've been told by them that, you know, by them, that they appreciate what I do for them and try to even, you know, take some of the burden off me. But I won't let it be where it's like, yo, I don't give a fuck. Whatever happens, you deal with your shit. You know what I mean? No, I make sure I take care of the people who took care of me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because that's how you get that burden of pain when, you know, an unexpected death happens, or, you know, a timely death happens where you're just like, man, I was just waiting and bullshitting around. And I had this relationship with this person. When they were here, I wasn't talking to them because I was upset, or I was being petty, or I'm like, you can't. Don't do that with the people that are closest to you that you love.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's not the people to do that with. To do that with people that you don't give a fuck about, or that's been there short term, yeah, who cares? But them people that've been there centuries or decades and all that, and you're just upset about something, get over it, make it right. Get over it and make it right before they're no longer there, or you're no longer there. Because they could do the same thing to them. You know what I mean?
And you never know, like, what act of kindness or just being genuine that a person is craving for months, for years, just to be acknowledged, just to feel like somebody gave a fuck about my feelings at least one time. And you just call a person out of the blue, and that gives them like three more months of just feeling good about life before they go, or of a couple of more years of not feeling that stress or that burden on them that y'all not cool anymore, or they might have felt like you hate them and you despise them, and then they get that call of clarity, and they're just like, well, damn. I ain't got to think about that no more.
I actually know somebody who, at my job, this happened just as like a couple weeks ago, where the one, he's a pretty positive guy, one of my employees, literally one of the people that worked in data entry was walking past his office, and he just like says a lot of positive jokes around people, but he like looked at her, he said, hey, such and such. She's like, yeah. He's like, keep up the good work, and smile at her. She's like, oh, thank you so much. Nobody here has ever said anything like that to me. That shit made her day, and he was just fucking around.
Yeah.
But just to say something, to watch how somebody reacts to a positive statement from you. Like, we don't know what she was going through in her life, but that compliment from him, because he was saying it genuinely, like, I know he's playing around, but he also sounds very genuine, made her fucking day. And it was like 9:30 in the morning. She didn't do anything. He was like, yo, keep up the good fucking work. And she's like, oh my God. I said, nobody ever says that to me around here. And I'm like, something so small goes such a long way. You know what I mean? Depending on where you work and the people that you're working around. You know what I'm saying? So, like, people should think about that.
Yeah, and that's a problem I think a lot of people have, this illusion that everybody got people. You know what I'm saying? Some people that you work with, they ain't got nobody. And they really feel like how they show up at work, that's where they show the world who they are. Or that's where they put in their best effort, because that's the only, like, close contact to people who they do get to see tomorrow. They do get to learn a little bit about without having to put in that extra effort when they get off of work to meet somebody at a lounge or meet somebody at a bar or exchange numbers. They get, like, that space. And some people never been noticed by their parents, never been acknowledged, didn't have any siblings. They don't have anybody that calls their phone. They go home to animals, or their life is just very much mundane and set up. And the only spontaneousness or not knowing is at work. And some people that I might work with, I can tell in their voice that they could not wait to come to work today. Like, they could not wait to go desk to desk and talk to people and see how they're doing. Versus somebody just regularly just being like, how you doing today?
Yeah.
You know, and so some people I'm just like, and I felt like I did it more in New York, where I will talk to complete strangers when I lived in New York, because it was that feeling of, I probably will never see you again ever in life. So I can see what it's like to have this conversation or this discussion with somebody I don't know. I could learn something real quick, and I could think about how I like this approach, and would I do this approach with the next person, or would I, you know, maybe buy somebody who was homeless breakfast, or help this lady take her groceries into her apartment because she's old as hell and she ain't got nobody. Like, different things like that, I'm more willing. Whereas, like, now it's kind of like, I don't get a lot of chances to do that because my priorities have shifted. I'm mostly, you know, in my car, or I have the girls, and I can't go out on a limb for strangers while I have kids I have to protect and keep eyes on everything. You know what I'm saying? But, like, really taking advantage of not being all the way caught up in your world and not acknowledging the fact that other people be having their own shit. And it'd be the little things that you might say to somebody that make them just feel like, oh, okay, people see me, or people hear me, or people notice what effort I'm putting in. But yeah, stuff like that is super important. I also feel like an apology sometimes depends on how severe the action was.
Yeah, exactly.
And it could be like, maybe something I think is not really that big of a deal for me might be a big of a deal for the next person, because it might be a trigger for them, or they may have had a certain type of childhood and this thing was done and I said this thing or I did this thing. And they might take it like 10 times worse than what it actually was. And for you to just blow it off, you're looked at as some fucking monster when you just feel like it wasn't even that bad. Or I was rushing and I wasn't thinking about it. That's why I did this. I didn't do it intentionally, X, Y, and Z. Like, you have to be willing to see the other person's perspective on something and be like, okay, I didn't know that happened to you. I apologize. Now I know how to move going forward. Or now I know that this is like a sensitive area for you. So when I am doing X, Y, and Z, I know not to do this now. And I think those moments do require a level of empathetic apology, meaning your intentions probably wasn't that, but because this person is triggered by X, Y, and Z, I don't have any problem giving you an apology on that, because that wasn't my intentions.
Well, once again, it goes with who it is.
Yes, and you have to be willing to explain why you're taking something that was done to you so hard, so I can have understanding to feel like, let me give you an apology. But if you like had this experience, it's in your head, you never told me about it, and it rubbed you the wrong way, and you kept it to yourself, how am I supposed to know that one thing that I did or didn't do triggered you that much and I didn't apologize for it? Like, it has to be something that's communicated as being a big deal for me. Mm-hmm. That way I know, like, what to do going forward. My last thing is basically what we were talking about earlier. Do they have it in their minds that you meant to do it on purpose? If someone has something in their minds that they think you meant to do something on purpose, what is the value of my apology?
Yeah, exactly. Because then they'll just be like, yeah, but whatever, you're going to do this again.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think apologizing is important. Apologizing feels better when it's genuine. Apologizing is it's a bridge of compassion to the next person, mm-hmm. but you have to be really fair in the space that you give someone to genuinely apologize to you, because they have understanding of what it meant that they did or what was said. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like whether you have to give an apology or whether you feel like an apology should be given, make sure there's enough understanding laid out for the next person to get it or your family to understand it. Because when people have like a small window of what it might be, but they don't have the full truth, and maybe it's because you don't want to talk about it, maybe it's because you don't want to explain yourself anymore, you cannot feel obligated to get something when another person lacks understanding. It's not fair. Yeah. That's my thing. I think if you want to keep a relationship and it matters to you, and you want that person to understand your character vividly, don't be so petty where you feel like, I'm not giving them apology, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't care about it and you're just like, whatever, you know, if we talk again, we talk, or if we don't deal with each other, then we don't deal with each other, and you want to leave it like, this is the last experience the person is having with you, then you have to eat whatever comes with that.
Yeah.
So
that's fact.
That's my thing. Just be willing to eat it, because a lot of people have a lot more to say to everybody else who they didn't disrespect or rub the wrong way. They have all the time to give them an explanation of what happened and why I did what I did. But when it comes to the person that they actually need to speak to, they're very quiet.
Yeah.
And I never understood that. I never understood how you have so much time to talk to everybody but the person you need to talk to.
I mean, but that's what the internet is now. Yeah. You're like, yo, that's, you did all that talking when you could have just came to me, dog. You know?
You went to the
internet and vented to them.
Yes, how are you talking to the whole world on the internet before you talk to your spouse?
Because that's the normalcy of today.
That's crazy.
Normalcy of today. I will complain and put all of our business out there before speaking to you, even though I already know that that's not how you work, nor how we should work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just don't want anybody who I care about finding out something that I should have talked to them about on the internet or from somebody else. Like, if I did some bullshit, I'm gonna make sure, out of respect, you know the bullshit I did, so you're not smiling in other people's face looking stupid, if I care. But if you're, like, somebody that you want to be spiteful and you don't give a fuck and you want somebody to look like a clown, you do things that will put a person in a position to not be able to stand on their, you know, 10 toes down about you. And that's the worst thing you could do for yourself and for future people that person might deal with, is give them an example of them being 10 toes down about somebody and they play in their face. Because it's going to be a struggle for them to be 10 toes down for somebody in the future who didn't do shit to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to work through that. It's hard to be a good person to somebody, and because that person is not fully able to accept that again, it's not enough. And when you're being 100% your full self to someone who is not ready to take that as enough, it's hard. It gets exhausting.
Yeah, that's facts.
So yeah. That's my deal on apologizing. I just wanted people to think about it, because a lot of why I feel like people feel jaded or people feel their relationship is one-sided is because they feel like someone always has ill intentions for them or bad things always happen to them, when it's really, once you say something or once you tell a person you don't like something or you don't, or you set an expectation and they cross it, it's really up to you to do something different because they did that. It's not up to them to be better if their intentions with you is not to be better. And I just want people to notice that, and notice when people don't fucking like them. Like, some people don't fucking like you and they just want to see how long you're going to stick around and let them play with you.
Yep. And they'll stick around. They will stick around.
They sure will. Anything else before we up out of here?
Nah, this is a good little quick conversation. You know, I know you wanted to do this one. I just wanted to tell my little two cents about, you know, what it is, but...
Yeah, man. You know. I'm gonna play these messages, but just think about it. Be better people and apologize if it's genuine. If it's not genuine and you're gonna be on your shit next week, keep it to yourself. I hope you have a good weekend upcoming when you go away.
Me and the wife definitely most certainly will.
Yeah.
And I got to talk to you about your new strategies for what for you, because I'm at the highest level of peace I've ever been in my life.
Oh my God, I love that.
We got to talk about what I'm going through in a positive manner.
Yeah. Still, I'm gonna play these messages and then we can wrap up out of here.
Uh-huh.
Good evening, y'all. Shenzhen and Dungeon. What's going on, y'all? I'm listening. I'm tuning in. I hope y'all have a wonderful night, and I hope to have some fun tonight listening to y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know y'all was up out of here. Damn. Well, now I need to know. I need to get here earlier. Well, I hope y'all had a great show.
We did. It was a cool show talking about apologies and apologizing. We start the show at 8. We try to keep it at an hour, but it was a quick topic. You know what I'm saying? Should be a good weekend, a good hot weekend. Hope everybody stays hydrated and eat your fruit. And if you have any high blood pressure or heart issues or you're fasting, keep snacks with you, because this heat is about to be disgusting.
Why people make sure you wear your suntan lotion?
Yes. Oh, I talked to Ari today. Ari's with her dad because she went to Disney World last week. The girl got sunburn all on her face. I'm just like, girl, what is going on?
You gotta start wearing them hats or them visors.
Yeah.
We as black folk, especially if you don't want to be extra crispy, when you're going to be out in the sun for that type of time, you got to have on a bucket hat, one of them church hats or something. You know what I mean? To protect your face. Protect your noggin.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Be safe on your trip. It was happy to hear from y'all. And we'll talk.
Yeah, we definitely need to catch up because I got to let you on some stuff.
We got two more shows coming up for July. We'll figure out what those are and what those dates are. But yeah, we out of here.
Catch y'all on the flip side.
Later.
Peace.
I love you.